Take your Bibles and turn to the 6th chapter of the book of John. The 6th chapter of the book of John. Notice, if you will, in verse 41, John chapter 6, at verse 41, it says the Jews murmured at him, talking about Jesus, because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." And they said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, 'I came down from heaven'?" Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, "Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." Now, let's pay a little attention right here at this particular verse. Here they are discrediting the Son of God, saying, "We know his earthly father and his earthly mother. We know where he came from, and here he is, claiming to have came down from heaven. And he kind of tells them. He says, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I'm going to raise him up to the last day." In other words, he claimed to be deity. And that's what they needed to embrace him as deity. Now, this word "except" is used by Jesus in another place. John chapter 3. He's talking to a man by the name of Nicodemus. And he tells Nicodemus, he said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Now he uses the word the third time over in Matthew the 19th chapter. Here they're trying to trap him in regards to marriage, divorce, and repentance. And he uses that word "except" again then. And he said, except a person leave his mate, or his mate is unfaithful to him, except, and the only exception to remarriage would be if the mate was innocent, not guilty, then he had the right, the freedom to marry the second time. The word "except" in all three places means if and only if. It's a very strong term. Except you're born again, you can't get into the kingdom. Except you're an innocent party, you can't remarry the second time. Except if and only if you allow the Father to draw you to me, you can't. You can't be a part of us. And then he goes on in verse 45 to say, "It's written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." Notice what he's saying now. He's taking them all the way back to the Old Testament. He said, the prophets said that they all shall be taught of God. We've been studying for about 2 months, talking about trying to prepare ourselves to be able to teach people the Word of God. Because that's the only way that one can be brought to God, the only way one can come to God, the only way only one that can be brought into association with God. Oh, how sad it is. To see people teaching all the different ways that you can come to God. Some says, oh, if you just believe in your heart. That's all it takes. Others will say, oh, you've got to have a direct operation from God. You've got to come in contact with the Spirit, separate and apart from the Word of God. Jesus, the Son of God, said to these religious leaders, it's written in the prophets, they shall be all taught of God. That's a quote from Isaiah chapter 54 and in verse 13, where Isaiah tells the people of his day, thy children shall be taught of God. Another Old Testament prophet by the name of Micaiah in Micah chapter 4 and in verse 2 said that we must be drawn from God. He said he teaches us that we'll walk in his paths. Now, remember, if you will, Isaiah tells them in chapter 2 that this is going to begin from the city of Jerusalem, that they'll begin to teach you from the Word of God. Notice what he says in verse 47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Look what he said. I came down from God. I'm the bread of life. And then he goes back and he said, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I'm the living bread which came down from heaven. So notice what he's saying. He's discussing some deep things. They're listening to this message from the sinless Son of God himself. They're listening to deity teach them the Word of God. That's the way that it's done. Remember, if you will, the Apostle Paul reminds them in Romans chapter 1 and in verse 16. He said, you know, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it's the power of God for salvation to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. Later on, Paul would say in Romans, the 10th chapter, and in verse 17, he said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You see how important the Word of God is, and how important it is for you and I to learn to teach the Word of God, because that's the only way that people that are outside the realm of God's faith, God's grace, God's mercy can come in contact with it. They've got to be taught of God. Remember, if you will, Paul tells young Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I think it's verses 14 through 17. He says, Timothy, you need to continue in the Word of God that really began back when your grandma taught you and your mama taught you. And now you learn from the apostle himself the Word of God. You need to continue in that doctrine, in that teaching. I was reading somewhere that beginning in the book of Genesis and looking in the book of Leviticus and the book of Numbers and the book of Deuteronomy, God said to Moses some 160 times, and the Lord spoke unto Moses. And the Lord spoke unto Moses. That's the way that it's been done since the Bible opened in the book of Genesis and way that God calls people today through the Word of God. What a blessing it is to be able to teach that message, to trust that message, to have faith in that message. If you're in the audience this evening, need the prayers of the congregation in any way,